KSWTIC. Yes, we have lots to talk about. We'll talk more tolls. We'll talk more Trump in a few minutes. But right now, Frank Farriker joins us, anti-toll Democrat. It is the sweet spot for the toll discussion, Frank Farriker. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks.
They are back at it, your tribe, trying to shove these things down our throats. What do you think about the latest play?
There's been one thing that has just been galling me to no end. You know, it doesn't make it any better to repackage it and change the names, but the one thing that the pro-toll people have been talking about lately is that they're only going to put these tolls up in places where repairs need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of Interstate 684?
Well, I've heard of it because it's in the paper, but...
Okay. Interstate 684 is the extreme westernmost point of the state of Connecticut. It goes through the town of Greenwich in its extreme northwestern corner for less than a mile. And it's
it's actually cut through to New York City, right?
But it's so barely in Connecticut that it's only a 50-acre triangle that's on the other side of the of 684 that's still Connecticut. It's just about 50 acres. Not a single person from Connecticut on a regular basis goes anywhere near this little slot of land. And now tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Westchester commuters are going to have to pay a toll for a road that we don't even have to maintain because they have an agreement with Westchester County.
Well, that sounds like a dream. That's a gimme.
It's the worst possible thing. To state that this is all about fixing the roads is in that thing itself just a fallacy, because what they've done is they've decided that it's okay to screw over people who have nothing to do with our fight, because they have the misfortune of having to take a road that only went through Connecticut because there's a reservoir on the other side.
Well, wait a sec. You thought this was an integrity-based project?
No. What I'm saying is if you're going to try, first of all, the governor's incorporated some Republican words like prioritize and progress into his plan. and they've changed words like toll, and now it's a user fee. The toll they propose is allegedly not so much for the little guy, but it'll kill every business in Fairfield County for all of the gantries, not to mention the rest of the state. But it galls me that now we're trying to me, this is much more bamboozling than saying I had no idea. We couldn't only do trucks, and we need $2 billion.
But if you're
saying we can't even do it, we're going to screw the people of Westchester County, New York, to make you feel better. See, it's okay, Connecticut. We're screwing New York.
Well, exactly.
If they're screwing New York, they're going to screw us.
But there's no doubt about that, Frank. That's the truest thing I think you've ever said. But the the ploy was always about out-of-staters are going to pay 30%, 35%, 40%, 50% of these tolls. It's a freebie.
These poor SOBs in Westchester are going to all have to pay a toll to us for the privilege of driving over 8/10 of a mile of road that we don't even have to pay to maintain.
Wow.
It's absurd.
It is.
Absolutely absurd. And this plan continues to find ways to harm people. You know, and now we're getting creative and we're harming people who aren't even from Connecticut.
Well, which is the moral thing to do if you're a Connecticut politician, because
the benefit of your
voters is more important than voters from other jurisdictions. So if you can nab some of their bucks, you take them. You take them, Frank, because you got to pay for your relationship with unions and their benefits. And what are you going to do?
Even the unions don't even look so enthused by this plan. I mean, what did I read? Withholding judgment.
Well, isn't everybody just getting debilitated a little bit by the ongoing non-fight? It looks like Ned is a guy who gets blown over by a 3-inch fan. And he climbs back up and just falls over again.
I just, you know, the, there should be, to paraphrase another place, there should just be something in government that says, first, do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would all agree we need to fix the roads. I don't think there's any question. Everyone's like, no, we all have our stories. We need to fix the roads. But when you know that you don't have the support of the people, you know that the Democratic caucus is afraid that they're going to lose elections. And I've been reading plenty lately that says that a couple of towns have made their claims pretty clear. I do know that my senator in Greenwich, who beat everybody to try to propose tolls because, she wanted that to be her brand.
Yeah.
She wanted that to be her brand. They are not faring well.
Right.
None of them are.
All right, hold on, Frank. We'll get a quick traffic and weather update, and then we'll wrap up with Frank Farriker. We'll take some more phone calls. We're talking tolls. 860-522-9842. Frank Farriker is an anti-toll Democrat, the former head of the town committee in Greenwich. It's always good to get your opinion, Frank. So, yes, this doesn't look good, and it shows the ugliness of politics and the way politics is practiced in big-time fights. And maybe that's a... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I've mentioned this to you before, but I think that the single best stroke that the Democrats took in the last 5 years in the Connecticut state legislature was to have enough people vote to bring the Republicans into the budget debate in 2017 and basically own... They came up with what appeared to be a pretty damn good budget. But the Republicans had to own that amongst their own, and when things went the wrong way, a lot of them paid with their jobs. Right now, the Democratic Party, it is obvious that anything in this vein regarding tolls is not going to fly for the people of the state of Connecticut. And I say all the time, yes, I'm told constantly from other Democrats, keep going, keep doing it. You know, this isn't something, you know, that we want. Yet somehow, and I don't understand why, there's this desire to have an overwhelming partisan advantage, to take advantage of our majorities in both the houses. And it's just not there. It's just not the hill to die on. We've got lots of problems we've got to send. We've got a lot of real Democratic priorities that they haven't even addressed yet. But this somehow is becoming the end of days, and I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And it only tells me that we're running out of money.
Yes, indeed.
That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah, well, you do get it then, because that's what I think. I think that's what's going on. They're just panicked over not having an endlessly larger pool of money coming in to pay endlessly larger pools of debt.
Yeah, but it's time we've got to stop. We got to stop picking winners and losers like this, because so many people are going to lose. I mean,
but where else do you get big money from?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you right now. I've got the answer. But what I do know is, if we do it on the backs of screwing people, then it's just not going to be.
Well, this is screwing the people the Democrats have always claimed to care about, the working class.
But that's what I don't get. You know, it's $7 truck toll in Stamford is going to just eviscerate the landscapers and all of the small and successful entrepreneurs who go back and forth between the very busy Greenwich, Stamford area, and New Canaan and Norwalk. They're going to get killed. $7 for a truck each way? Oh, yeah, but it's 50 cents in a car, and we're only going to charge you once a day. You know? And it's painful to watch. It's painful to see, because all the traffic comes down to Fairfield County, but we're going to boost our trains. I'm frustrated.
But Frank, it's a structural dilemma that the Democrats in Hartford don't want to face up to. The cost of the commitments to unions, their retirements, is too expensive. The debt is exploding. They don't want to confront that. They don't want to cut spending, which is the easy way to deal with this. Attack some programs that have been around too long and have gotten too expensive, and lower the cost of government. So there's some.
To be fair, I don't think that the Republicans are dying to confront it either.
Well, that's because they're scared.
There's
but But yeah. Well, because the system of government in the state and in the country is pay off your voters with money that doesn't exist. That's the dilemma that you also are refusing to face up to. You've got to find a way to lower the cost of government, because that's the thing that's squeezing them and making them go for tolls.
I don't know if you're right on that, but what I do know is it does appear they're out of money, and it does appear that nobody in this state, and I'm not one of those people who say, oh, can we have a bipartisan solution? I believe in this stuff, and I'll fight for it. But I also know that when you have things that are truly, truly mutually important, like, for example, having enough money to pay for our schools, I don't find that to be a particularly Republican or Democratic issue. And you would think that the people that we're electing are going to come together and try to come up with solutions to that. I do find that sometimes when someone comes up with a good idea on either side of the fence, if it's a little too out of the box in Connecticut, they get shut down pretty quick. But I don't know whether we're going to run out of time on that or not. You know, I mean, my favorite story working at the Connecticut Lottery was when at one time, I think it was 2016, the winning pick four number was 1111, which sounds strange, except for that is by far the most well-played number. And we had to pay out like $9 or $10 million. Now, the Connecticut Lottery pays in to the general fund on a weekly basis. And we would get phone calls like on Monday or Tuesday. Oh, how much are you guys sending this week? And we'd say, oh, you know, $4 million, $5 million, whatever. So they called one day and they said, how much you sending? And we said, nothing. We had to pay off 1111. We don't have any free and clear cash flow this week. And I swear they called back like, three, are you sure? Do you not have any money? I mean, it was like they were kiting checks or something like that. You know, there's definitely an issue out there.
There is.
Know? And the question is, how are we going to deal with it? And to deal with it by screwing people, be they from New York or not, is to me the worst possible way to deal with a problem.
Well, that's understandable for you to feel that way, Frank. Thank you so much. Great conversation, as always. Frank Farriker. We'll see you again next week.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you, sir. 860-522-9842. That is the dilemma. So they're from a Democrat. He recognizes the trap that they've built for themselves. He's not prepared, I don't think Frank is, to offer up a compromise on the relentless tax increases and the relentless giving things to people. And that's somebody's got to face up to that. And I know, because he told us before, that he's not willing to mess with the commitment to state workers' retirements.